Irv, 44 seltzer.
Larry Petker is making his daily pickup at Gomberg Seltzer Works in the Canarsie neighborhood of Brooklyn. An ancient contraption called a siphon filler machine is injecting his empty blue and clear glass antique bottles with fresh seltzer.
No, do me a favor.
Gomberg's is Brooklyn's only remaining seltzer factory, and Larry Petker is also just about the last of his kind.
I'm a seltzer man.
Herman, pull in the other one, please.
Larry Petker and a helper maneuver a cart full of seltzer crates outside where his delivery truck is ready to be loaded up.
This truck is from 1954.
And it looks every bit its age, a rickety wood and metal number. It is a true old-fashioned beverage truck with room for bottles on the top and inside the truck, behind sliding metal doors on which the words Petker's Home Service are painted in crooked, fading letters. Larry Petker is a small, heavy-set, cigar-chomping man sporting a three-day beard. He's dressed in sweat-stained sanitation workers' greens. A baseball cap covers his mostly bald head. When Petker finishes loading his truck, he hops in the driver's seat.
Okay.
And we're off. It's a routine that Larry's come to know well over the years.
I came on a truck when I was 13 years old. Dad went into the business in 1936.
Larry's father, Al, was an out-of-work printer when he hocked his wife's engagement ring to buy a horse and wagon and start up Petker's Home Service. Larry and his brother, Jerry, joined forces with their father a few years later, working 7 days a week, often 15 to 18 hours a day, lugging crates of seltzer.
It's an honest living. It's a hard dollar, but it's an honest living there.
Hello? Seltzer!
Most of Larry's home delivery customers have been with him now for decades.
I'll charge you for one less than hold this.
You got another one there that I kept shaking. So you got two.
These are people who take their seltzer very seriously. It's a link to the past, memories of frothy chocolate egg creams made from Fox's You Bet syrup and a spritz of ice-cold seltzer, of the days when you might find 8 or 9 seltzermen competing for customers on a single block. But that's all changed. Now almost all seltzer comes in plastic bottles. Diehards like Larry Petker won't even dignify the store-bought product with the name seltzer.
If it doesn't spritz out of the bottle, it's not the real thing.
Larry and I take a break to sample the merchandise.
It's good. Why shouldn't it be good?
Larry Petker cuts quite a figure in his ancient truck, slowly winding through the streets of Canarsie, making his deliveries.
My top speed will be about 15, that's it. Once you get behind me, forget it. Lenny!
The traffic-minded have nothing to worry about. Seltzer trucks are a rare sight today. With the death of Jaime Zaderman last month, Larry Petker says there are now only 3 old-time seltzermen like himself making door-to-door deliveries in Brooklyn.
No problem with that.
Sam, how long are we serving you?
Oh my God, I can't remember. Your brother before you. It's so many years I can't remember, honestly. You rang the bell. My wife is in bed. She has shingles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
This summer, after 43 years in the business, Larry Petker finally decided to retire. He's been breaking the news to customers like Sam ever since.
Miss him. Forget about it. I can't put it into words.
And indeed, several weeks ago, Larry Petker sold his truck, gave his route to another old-time seltzer delivery man, and went the way of so many before him, leaving behind the proud legacy of a true seltzer man.
They know when I served them, they did get good service all the years. I was there for them. It's a lot of years. It's my whole life there.
Okay, see ya.
For National Public Radio, I'm David Isay.